All hell is just about to break loose in your country. We've lost our moral compass. In the last days, a good book says, perilous times will come, and it's coming here.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, he's back.
Yes, I am.
David is back. And look at how
chipper?
Something he is.
Hey, I lost several pounds having a haircut.
I was going to say, I was looking at you going, you have a very short haircut. Jan Masters is here also.
Hello,
yes.
David.
Yes.
Hi.
Wow, you missed a pretty intense week of screw-ups from Mike Jones. But I wouldn't say that on the air, of course. No, I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm giving,
oh,
he's
I am
in the background.
Still here
he's
in the background.
In the background.
I was just about to dive out like I normally do, and then I caught that. Wow. I'm putting that on the list.
I figured he was still there.
Wow.
Phil had the perfect week, and Mike Jones, not so much.
Forever baiting Mike Jones.
Yeah, forever trying to get your goat, brother.
Wow.
Well, you grow that little chaitakina chin, as my dad would call it, the little goat chin beard thing you have there. So I'm trying to get your goat, Mike.
So are you all done with
yeah,
me
I'm
now?
Yeah, I'm done. Okay. You're not supposed to be on the show today. Go on. David's
all
back.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike. Anyway, Mike Jones helps us by making sure that we get on the air every day on our live stream on, you know, what is it, YouTube and Rumble. And Phil is getting us on the radio, on radio stations.
And Mike does a good job.
Mike does it. He knows he does a good job. It's got such a big ego. I got to try and bring it down a little bit.
The anyway, ego crusher.
Did you have a good time on your week off, David?
Don't even talk to me.
It wasn't good.
Don't even talk
well, we're
to
a
me
radio
about
show. I have to
no,
talk was, to you.
Was,
so, Jan, how
was,
you doing? He doesn't
yeah
want me to. Oh,
no, not about that. Anyway, no.
Oh, well. Anyway, so we'll never know about that because David doesn't want to talk about it. I guess, but don't even talk
that's
to me.
All right.
Means it was not as fun as he was hoping for.
No, not fun at all.
Lots of folks commenting today. Last week was an epic week of comments. So anyway, but I don't know. How do you want to start this thing off here today?
Don't you have anything to talk about, Alan?
I've been on heavy equipment all morning, lifting
that's
and moving.
That's a perfect question, Jan.
I don't really, because okay I haven't watched much news, thank God.
Oh,
so
that's
you know
kind of all I've done. And yeah, it's well, listen, the crazy is getting so thick that you can cut it with a knife. That's how much the crazy's going.
Yeah.
And there's so much to talk about. I mean, for one thing, okay, so I didn't know. I thought you usually have something to say. Remember Dr. Deborah Birx?
Yes.
Oh,
the
no
scarf
oh
woman.
The scarf, the one
woman
who stood side by side with
yeah
Fauci.
Yes.
With Fauci.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what does she
little
say?
Little mini me Fauci. Guess what she's admitted?
Oh, she's admitted
she
she's a man.
Admitted. Well, that may be forthcoming, but she said they overplayed the vaccine.
Mm.
Oh, and I actually have the clip. It's only about 25 seconds if you want to talk about it.
We didn't play any clips last week, so we can play it. I think that's appropriate.
We're allowed to play this, right?
Yeah,
yes,
you can
are
play this.
All right.
Yeah,
this is mainstream
publicly
media.
Publicly said it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so
well, if you're across the South and you're in the middle of this wave, what's going to save you right now is Paxlovid. But once we get through this wave, during that law, you should get vaccinated and boosted because we do believe it will protect you, particularly if you're over 70. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated.
Wow, she said
wow
three things there.
I
wow
knew these vaccines were not going to protect. Unbelievable.
And that 50% of the people that died from the Omicron were older and had pre-existing conditions.
Of course.
No, older and vaccinated.
And vaccinated as well, yes. So they're just trying to have it, they're trying to play it every single way they can.
Okay, I have a comment to play on
yeah
this.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to it's a clip, but it's going to come out of me.
Yeah.
Last night, play the clip. Okay. Last night, here it is. I was watching television. I don't know what we were watching. We were watching Deal or No Deal or something stupid.
Game show?
A game show. Family Feud. That's what it was.
Was it Howie Mandel?
No. It was the black guy. What's his name? Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And for some reason, you know, I turned the TV on and there it was. And I thought, oh, well, that's just kind of a funny show. And a commercial came on. What did I say to you in that commercial? You get to play the clip. Do you remember? I said, Jan looks at me like,
I don't remember because there's some really bad commercials on right now.
There are. But I said, why would anyone take those pills?
Yeah.
It was something about, you know, if you want to have an active life, you want to do this, you want to do that, take, you know, like what she call it, Paxlovid or whatever the heck these stupid names are.
That's what Biden
right,
is taking.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, but this particular thing was whatever it was. But the disclaimer, I said it afterwards because, you know, it's like the disclaimer.
The side effects.
The side effects, the potential death, the potential.
Head explodes, eyeballs melt.
Yeah, you're going to get hit by a train. How do all these things happen? If I just change my life and start eating better, not reacting to stress with emotions and anger and resentment. No, we don't want to get you to do that.
We want a pill.
A pill that
fixes everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't fix everything. It only fixes that, but it also will make your rectum explode. Rectum explosions
is that
may happen.
Really?
No,
are you talking about insurrection?
No. But that's really the kind of thing.
That sounds dangerous, Jan.
That's the kind of thing you hear. And I think, who would take these pills? And then the name is like this one. I wrote it down. Paxlovid. Yeah. I'm not taking something called Paxlovid.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat lettuce, tomato, and, you know, something like that, you know. But right. Paxlovid, no thank you.
Well, supposedly, the Paxlovid is a monoclonal antibody type of treatment.
See there,
well,
whatever, you prejudged
whatever
you
it is, it's not natural. I've never heard of a lettuce, tomato, and Paxlovid sandwich that's going to make me better.
Look, at your point is well taken, that the pharmaceuticals are just peddling poisons to us. Now, the Paxlovid might be, like David
I don't
said,
know what it is,
an
but
antibody
it's these,
thing. But,
these names know. That... You know, Jan, like a good example, David, this morning I'm taking some vitamins, okay?
Yep.
And they're in liquid form. So there's vitamins in liquid form, and then there's minerals in liquid form that we ordered from the guy, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. What's his name?
Yeah.
Doc Wallach,
which I've interviewed him before. He's a great guy, and, you know, he's got some good stuff. So I thought, all right, we're going to take some of these minerals. And then I take a few other things on top of that, And I said, you know, I need to get some of these for Nick. You know, you missed Nick. He was on this last week.
But I watched it. It was brilliant.
Oh, thank
it good?
You. Nick,
I told
he's
you
a great
that was
guy.
A great,
and
great
he,
interview.
I thought, I got to get Nick some of these vitamins and minerals. And then so Jan comes up to me and says, what? Do you remember what you said?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
One of them has sodium benzoate, okay, and which is preservative. We're not into preservatives. I looked it up, and it's like, well, if you mix sodium benzoate with ascorbic acid, it can turn into benzene. Which is
cancer causing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So there's all these things you have to be aware of when you take stuff. I still have to do more research on that.
No, understood. Anyway. But Jan researches all these vitamins and things, and then she gives them to me. And then after I've consumed about 6, 7, 8 gallons of this stuff, she says, you know, this may be cancer causing.
No. No.
Like, wait a minute.
No, we got one bottle
that's
of
right.
that.
Wait,
and I've been,
two, I've been through
it.
Two.
Not
bottles.
Of that. Not of that one.
This is like a bottle that's a 5-gallon drum, just so you know.
No.
And it has the hazard sign
lies.
On it.
It's all
but I'm
lies.
Like, if you say I had to take it, I'll take it.
Lies.
The point is that I want to be healthy. I want to live a healthy lifestyle. I don't want to get angry, resentful, judgmental, fearful, and all. I don't want to take Paxlovid. I don't want to take anything because I went, you know, I was in the hospital when I had COVID. It gave me a little memory loss and a little stutter thing, but it's getting better.
By the way, that's fairly typical of
COVID.
What happens
yeah.
after you get COVID. So.
But, David, you know I used to paint cars when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
And so there was one little fear that I had. One little fear because I thought, well, I painted cars and the benzodiazepine or whatever it is.
No.
Whatever the stupid thing is that got inside my body from benzodiazepine. What is benzodiazepine?
Benzos is
I don't know. Whatever the hell it is that got in me from painting cars.
Alan, you're doing a great job. It's setting the case.
Dial it back, Alan.
It's actually,
dial it back.
It's actually isocyanates. They can get in through your eyeballs. I thought.
Yeah.
if I get sick, it's going to be a respiratory thing, and here comes COVID. So I took some crap that I shouldn't have taken, which was, what was it, David? You remember what it's called.
I'm
Your memory's gone, too. Right, yeah. I'm not taking anything that doesn't sound like lettuce, tomato, or cheeseburger ever again. No more Paxlovid or any of that. Exploding anus. I'm not having
that. Tucker talked about how you have better immunity once you've been infected.
There you go.
Can ever get in any
other I'm not
way,
taking though. Anything because the side effects are out the window. We'll take a break and come back and talk more about it.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Erica McKenzie died and stood in the presence of her creator, and he showed her something about the power of words. So what did God say to her?
God put the palm of his hand down and appeared in the palm of his hand a huge rock. You are the rock. You are the light. The light is of me, and I am with you. And as he said that, he let go of the rock, and we watched the rock begin to fall together. And finally, it made one big impact that set off one ripple.
Each of us has the power to affect good or bad change in other people. Just like Erica McKenzie experienced what God was telling her about the rippling effect of water, that each human being has an effect on another. And this is why the secret power of words will help you understand your sensitivity to words and the power they hold over you.
And we stood together and we watched as that ripple, it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew till I couldn't even see the border of that single ripple. And God said to me, mankind is the water, you are the ripple.
The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters explains why words affect you so deeply and why they don't have to. Words can be confusing and destructive, except for when they are loaded with meaning in order to convey understanding. One person uses words to say the right thing, another person twists the facts. Which one do you believe? What is the truth? Confusing? Yes, but if you have understanding, you will not be confused. If you have objectivity, you can see the intent behind each person's words.
God said, you are the ripple. Your thoughts, words, and actions will affect mankind as the ripple does the water.
Visit FHU.com and order The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters. That's FHU.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
So David is back. He brought a clip with him and he played it already. And it was Debbie Birx, Dr. Debbie Birx. She's Fauci's puppet sidekick who was all over
That's
the television.
A great description.
Right?
Puppet and she, sidekick.
And here the puppet spoke. Great. The puppet spoke. She says, I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines. Anyway, I don't need the rest of her garbage, but Jan made a good point, and David, you did too during the commercial break, is that you will do things even though they warn you of all these horrible side effects, which they do it. They put all these things and they speed up the voice. Like you can barely even understand it. And then there's music playing, and like that one commercial you laughed at, if there's young people having fun and playing Frisbee and doing all these things, if you see all that, it doesn't matter if they say your heart's going to explode and your head's going to fall off and you're going to have, what was the one that was oily discharge? I mean, anyone that would take something that may even potentially give them an oily discharge is out of their mind. But let alone if they inserted something even worse, like, and you really don't have to because there is bad stuff in those warning things anyway. But people still take it. And David, you said, and it says on the side of the box, warning, Cigarettes can give you cancer, and people still smoked it. Even the Marlboro man died of lung cancer.
That's true.
Right?
That's actually true. Yeah.
And he didn't even smoke, I guess, when he first started that part. He
was a cowboy. You know, but secondhand smoke, they say, is almost as bad because it's just that it's much more a passive kind of way of getting killed. But the point is that it's the desensitization. People are being desensitized. And if you look at the side effects of, let's say, Tylenol, we had a family member on my wife's side of the family who died of kidney destruction from overdosing on Tylenol.
Wow.
Death.
Wow. Recently?
Yeah, absolutely.
Recently?
Within the last couple of years, yes.
Okay, wow.
Very bad for you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Diane, our sister is watching, David. Diane says, Alan, you are going to be okay. Thank you, Diane.
Well, and the point here is also is that we've given ourselves over to the authorities. If it sounds authoritative and the doctors are prescribing it, we put our faith in the doctors and in the authorities instead of our own intuitive knowing. Now that's the problem.
You know, and of course some of the folks in here are saying, do not use the word vaccine
at all.
It may be too late.
But David,
everybody's using it now, so at some point Tucker uses it every single day. I mean, Tucker is, I love Tucker. Tucker is so honest. He doesn't care. He's got the platform, and he is doing what God put him on this earth to do. I met Tucker when he was a schmuck 20-some-odd years ago on Barbara Walters.
That would make
Walter.
Him schmucker at the time.
He was Tucker the schmucker. But he was a liberal, but he came to grips with himself at some point, I think probably when he had children. Yeah. Because that is a turning point in all
people's lives,
right? And I watch him now, and I think this guy has really undergone a transformation from a celebrity, you know, news guy with his funny little bow tie he used to do to this new version. Yes.
And what we're looking at is the explosion of the support culture. And what do I mean by that? Well, on one side, you've seen that picture of the two people that were representing us, the two trans people. The woman, the man who is a woman, what's his name?
Oh, the
general, whatever.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that I forgot
with
that
him with the bald
name.
Guy in a dress.
Yeah,
you saw that one, right?
Okay.
So on that side of the equation, you got the support culture for people who think that's it. That's what I want to be. On the flip side of that is the culture side, the Tucker side of the support culture. Yeah. And what's happening is by us supporting what we know is right and putting up people like Tucker and others. That culture is also gaining strength. The two sides are gaining strength for an epic throwdown at some point.
The gray is dividing into black and white.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That's a great analogy.
Hey, that's a really great analogy because it was shades of gray.
It's true. Everybody was kind of, you know, accepting of certain things. You know, put a little communism in your country and the patriots will rise.
Mike Jones, who... of course, is going to correct me on air. See, this is his revenge. He says, Tucker was not a liberal, but he has done a stint on CNN and NBC.
NBC.
Yeah, he was their token conservative, and everybody browbeat him.
Yeah, but something changed in him, because when I met him, he was a different person. Of course, we all change. He grew up. I met him 20 years ago when he was 30, and now he's 50. Whatever. Point is... he's really doing a great job. More of us need to stand up. Like Fabian says, okay, I told you so. You know, what's the name of this platform we're on?
Rumble.
No, Rumble's YouTube? Great. YouTube is going to kick you off because you said vaccine. I don't care if they kick us off.
Just stop.
Vaccine in your face.
Let's talk about
up your
else.
Nose with a vaccine hose.
Hey,
Rumble,
put your progressive Rumble, where the sun don't shine.
Right. Rumble is there for us. They're
Mike,
the golden parachute.
Never tell Ellen not to do something. Just remember.
Fabian. That was
Fabian. I live with this.
Mike Jones says to you, very good analogy, because, see, he's trying to get points with you. See?
Yeah.
No.
And listen,
you
just acknowledging
Mike that way.
The truth.
You make
the
her come Bull. Back to you for your recognition.
The Mighty Bull says Tucker Carlson started listening to Alex Jones recently, which is
all of a sudden Alex Jones doesn't seem so crazy to people.
No.
No, but his sound and his whole thing was part of the craziness.
Just saying. He used to be on the fringe, and now it's kind of true. Everything's coming true.
Right.
I always thought half of everything he said was true.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. I remember Tucker on Crossfire back in the day. He was always on the conservative side.
Yes.
Okay, well, he just seemed, he came across like, listen, he was there with Barbara Walters, the ultimate liberal. And so he was, to me, he was buttering up to the liberal, and he felt very liberal to me. And what you see on television and what you see in their personal lives are also two different things. I don't think he would do that today. I think he would call a spade a spade. Back in the day, when as we're building our careers, we have to kiss the rear ends of the folks that are going to help us build. And Barbara Walters was one of those. I didn't kiss her rear end. She was amazing that she didn't know what a hybrid was. She said, they should build those. I said, they are. They're building them. It's Toyota Prius. This was the year 2000, so 22 years ago. Wow. Anyway, she was crazy. She says, well, I don't know. I don't drive. I thought.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Anyway, in the next segment, we have Colonel Monaco, Patriot Outreach. And who's going to be on? Here we go. Battlefront segment. Battlefront is Attorney Reese Lloyd. All right. It's going to be a couple of good segments. They're always saying things that get us in trouble on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. We got banned because of that great conversation.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
All right. All right. Mike Jones. Hey, somebody.
Doghouse for you, Alan.
Ban
Mike
him.
Mike Jones says.
Whoever. Ban him from the show.
See what you did? You threw out a little insult, and you're getting all this back in your
Look
face.
At that.
It's called karma.
Up your nose with a vaccine hose, Mike Jones. Ooh. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back. You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
It is time for our Battlefront segment, and Colonel Monaco, Colonel Tony Monaco, joining us, part of Patriot Outreach, one of the founders, my father, Roy Masters, David and I's dad, and Tony Monaco started Patriot Outreach many years ago, trying to help our military folks the same way that our other guest that's on, civil rights attorney Reese Lloyd, who has been in the trenches donating hundreds of hours of free legal services to Patriot Outreach and to veterans' rights, entitlements, benefits, and medical help. Thank you both for your service and both for donating so much of your time to helping others, to being in service of others, and being on our show today. Tony, you can kick it off, and then we have some questions for Reese.
Always a pleasure, my friends. Always a pleasure. I'd like to give a quick update because I'm about, right after the show, I'm en route to go to the Mulpley Prison Correctional Center. We have a veteran outreach program, and I'm their banquet speaker tonight to the veteran prison. And joining me on the trip are members from the 4D8 Honor Society, the Catholic War Veterans, and the Point Man Ministry. So that's unfolding tonight. And then a couple of weeks ago, during the 4th of July, our teams were up at the Iowa Gold Star Museum and helping out our veterans there. And lo and behold, you'll never guess that last week I was a guest speaker at a diversity, equality, inclusion conference. I actually spoke twice on coping strategies. So those things are unfolding. And I do want to do a shout out because we were selected to do a classic charity. And if you go to the patriotoutreach.org homepage, you'll see it. You can click on it. You can donate items for the auction. You'll get a tax write off. and help a warrior and a veteran at the same time. So given awesome. That 30-second commercial, my friend, life is glorious.
Good. You know, last week on the show, David wasn't here, and I had a gentleman that was on talking about your prison, you know, outreach. He was 21 years on death row, and Nick Yaris, who's now he's a friend of mine, working for me. We're remodeling a house, and he's doing some work. 21 years on death row for a crime that he did not commit, and through DNA evidence, he was exonerated. But 21 years on death row, 99.9% of the time in solitary confinement. And he finds that through reading, you know, over 9,400 books and religious books and everything else, that he came to a lot of the same conclusions that my dad came to about kindness and not resenting and hating, you know, your captor, you might say, the person that has captured you and put you in this prison. And this can happen in marriages. It can happen in the military. You can feel like you're in prison. But I would love for you guys to meet at some point. That's what I wanted to bring up. And same with Attorney Reese
Lloyd.
An honor
and a pleasure.
You know, because they let him out, Reese, if you can imagine. Hi, Reese Lloyd. They let him out, but they really, I don't think that he got real justice out of it, because they said, well, you were cleared from rape, but the woman is still dead. And, you know, we don't know that if you weren't involved in that or something, some hogwash. So someday I should tee up a conversation between you guys, but a very, very interesting man, very interesting man. Now, let me change the subject, because recently Reese Lloyd published an article, and you're talking about in this article that Biden declared war on veterans. Maybe you could expand on that, because we, you know, obviously this is all about the veterans in our Battlefront segment. Go for it, Reese.
Well, sure. Joe Biden began his first days by his disastrous surrender to the Taliban and then the disgraceful withdrawal from Afghanistan. It now appears as it's continuing, only his continuing war appears to be aimed at veterans who are serving now and those who have served. And there's three issues, I think, that point to what is really happening. One is that the Biden regime's COVID vaccine mandate that is leading to the threat of discharge of tens of thousands of our active military duty, National Guard, and the reserves. There's over 700 Air Force pilots and more than 40,000 members of the Army National Guard and 22,000 reservists. That's over 60,000 altogether. They're all facing the loss of pay or benefits and or possible discharge for failing to submit the mandatory CCP COVID shots. And many
unreal.
Of these.
That would be the Chinese Communist Party.
Right. Yes. CCP.
That would be it.
That's
the CCP virus. Right.
Right.
It's gone down to such minutiae at the cadets at the Air Force Academy. They were barred from graduating unless they took their shots. But on the active duty, then.
Sick.
Yeah. I mean, it is that petty under this regime. It was on June 30th was the deadline for accepting the shots. And since that time, they have moved against all of these soldiers, most of whom who claimed exemptions, not on medical conditions, but on religion, on it.
Right.
It violates their faith. And it's undisputed, or while there's a cell line about which the testing was done for these vaccines, it was a result of stem cell developed through abortions. Now they claim, well, we haven't done that actually based on it, but they have in terms of, say, the Johnson & Johnson did more than just the testing, they're actually part of the production. And so we have a situation which I think is a very, very great challenge to fundamental religious freedom by what is happening with these many whom are already being removed, who were career soldiers and sailors and the other branches. And now their lives are being turned upside down because they take a principled stand. Several courts, thank God, have issued restraining orders to stop Biden, what he is doing in this purge against people with religious exemptions. And there have been at least two motions made and granted to have class action designation which means that the entire, all people of that branch would be protected. The first injunction that came out was brought by Thomas More Society for Air Force Officer. That one, it did get a restraining order. He's seeking class action. The First Liberty Institute in Texas, a group that I really admire greatly for their defense of religious freedom, they brought suit for United States Navy SEALs 1 to 26 in Austin, Texas. They obtained a preliminary injunction to stop what Biden is doing and class action status. So because this was brought for the SEALs, it now protects all members of the Navy. In Nebraska, there's a suit brought by the Alliance for Free Citizens, in which their attorney, Chris Kovac, who's the general counsel of the Alliance for Free Citizens, he points out that the Air Force has granted only 17 claims of religious exemption while denying 4,637.
Right.
And the most recent court case out there on July 14th, a case called Duster versus Kendall in Ohio, the U.S. District Judge Matthew McFarland is a Trump appointee, by the way. He granted a restraining order against Biden's policy and certified the class. But then he pointed out, he made his finding, he said this, and it's hard to believe. He said, the facts show that the defendants, that's our government, have engaged in a pattern of denying religious accommodation requests. Indeed, on the over 9,000 religious exemption requests, only 109 have been granted by either initial determination or appeal. This amounts to only 1% of religious accommodation requests being granted. It is hard to imagine a more consistent display of discrimination, he wrote. And he was quoting the same finding reached in the case in Texas of the U.S. Navy SEALs, where that court found that it is flat-out discrimination against religious exemption.
So, Reese, yeah. Can I ask you a question, constitutional question?
Sure.
I was listening to Southern California News yesterday, and what is being said about the people who are, the 75,000 who are living on the streets, is that if they attack you, the police won't do anything about it. But if you attack them, they will arrest you and put you in jail. If you defend yourself against a homeless person, you will go to jail. And so my question with regard to the military is this not tantamount to an attack on our military? In other words, when a person takes an oath of office, they agree to protect this country from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. What is the constitutional remedy for this?
Well, part of it for this particular situation is that the courts recognize and the military recognize, military leadership, including perfectly marvelous Milley, who worries more about whether white supremacy is a threat to the country, is the enforcement of the civil rights. You do not lose your civil rights when you join the military. And the military has the same obligation to accommodate religious viewpoints as they do among civilians. One of the examples that jumps out is a number of Sikhs who immigrated.
Great point.
They sought to be able to have their religious requirement of beards and headgear recognized, and it was granted as an accommodation. But here, what we have no accommodation. And one other thing, I may. An awful plan has been exposed to divert Veterans Affairs resources to the border by the Biden administration, done secretly, was recently revealed. Right. And a lawsuit has been filed, Senate Bill S-4082, to make sure that those funds who were created to take care of veterans are not transferred to the southern border to care for illegal aliens.
All right, I'm doing the countdown because we have to take a break, but I think we need one more segment with you because we should talk about that and a couple other things.
Yes.
In case we disappear from YouTube, please go over to Rumble and you can find us there. There is a link in the comments over here. Every time we have these guys on, we disappear from YouTube because they speak the truth. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online, on your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
There is no escaping the challenges of life. Everyone has to learn how to deal with stress. The bottom line is this: if you don't control stress, stress will control you. Go to FHU.com. That's www.fhu.com. And find out how you can control stress.
Every night I'd take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Visit www.fhu.com. Learn a simple technique that will change the way you deal with stress. For more information, call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
What a blessing it is to have Colonel Monaco and civil rights attorney Reese Lloyd on the show to be able to talk about the truth of what is happening in this world. PatriotOutreach.org. PatriotOutreach.org. If you want to help donate, please donate to help, because it costs money. All this costs money. And even though these gentlemen do this because of the love of brother, sister, and country and family, it takes money just to have websites up and have this radio show on and the rest. But PatriotOutreach.org. If you don't mind, Colonel, I'm going to go back to Reese Lloyd again. He said something about there about Biden's plans to divert VA resources to the border. Can you just give me a little bit more on that, Reese?
Well, sure I can. They covered this thing up that they were planning to do this, and it got, fortunately, it got exposed in a hearing before the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was testifying at hearings of the House Appropriations Committee at the end of April. And Representative Ashley Hinson from Iowa really probed and said, you know, we're hearing that there may be a transfer of the resources, doctors, nurses, medical personnel, funding from the VA, Veterans Affairs, to which it was intended, and switched to the border to provide medical care for illegal aliens. And being Alejandro Mayorkas, he just tried to dance around it and dance, and finally she persisted, and finally he admitted, yes, it's true. They were working on developing on this plan to transfer the funds and the medical personnel down there. So it was almost an immediate response. Senate Bill S-4082 was filed. It was led by a sponsorship of John Boothman from Arkansas. It had immediately 10 co-sponsors, now up to 14, to block the diversion of our funds from our veterans.
Unreal.
And send it down to the border. Right now, it's a standoff. they haven't implemented because they're looking at this bill, but this is a bill that really ought to be supported and to contact the senators and the House to say stop and contact Biden and say stop this. We provide for our veterans because they put their lives on the line. And to take That's those right. resources and stick them down for illegal aliens is just outrageous.
All right. We have a couple of minutes left. Could you give us a little bit on the Biden regime's illegal suspension of VA benefits? Well, what do you have on right, that?
Well, this is going on. A case has arisen just exemplifies what's happening with this administration. It's almost hatred for veterans. This is a case of a disabled veteran, Kenneth Harrelson, his wife. He was one of eight guys from the January 6th protests. They were finally indicted. This guy was arrested in March of 2021. He's been in jail for over a year and a half, hasn't been tried. He's been denied bail. It has no allegation whatsoever. He committed any violent act, hurt anybody, broke anything, or did anything. It's just that he's part of this group. And what they did was they sent a notice to him and his wife that they were terminating his earned VA benefits, and they said they were acting under 38 U.S. Code, Section 6105, because he had been indicted. As you know, an indictment is nothing more than an accusation, and it's in the legal profession, it's the joke is that the prosecutor could indict a ham sandwich.
Right.
So it's all it is an accusation. They did it under U.S. Code 6105, but 6105 says that they can terminate or suspend benefits only after a conviction of a veteran. Now, he's a disabled veteran. He's dependent upon his earned benefits, and they are now in a terrible situation. He can't get out of jail, can't fight for his own rights. His family, they're being forced to sell their home because of what's happened. And the cruelty of it, I mean, it's not something that you could make a mistake like that. You send him a notice saying your benefits are terminated under this act. And on the face of it, it says that can only happen if you're convicted. They said, he was indicted. That means nothing. So that is what's going on under this administration. To me, it's more proof that what's happening on January 6th, that really this is third world stuff. We take our pride that we don't have political prisoners. We have political prisoners.
Yes,
and we have
do.
People who are being punished for asserting their religious belief.
Yep. Hold on one second, Reese. By the way, just wanted to say both of you guys, thank you. I had forgotten that Reese Lloyd was a Vietnam-era veteran from the Army as well as Colonel Monaco, of course, both retired now. But thank you guys for your service. Jan wants to say something.
Well, it's obvious what we're looking at is a government that has been weaponized against the people.
Yeah.
Against the military, against our rights. But nobody's looking. We're asleep. I mean, there are patriots that are waking up. But we are under siege.
You mean the masses are just have been lulled asleep by the music that has been being played loudly, the culture, life that we live. But you know what? These guys are helping with these facts and these, you know, this time on the radio. So thank you to both of you for bringing this truth. And if we disappear, if we're taken off of YouTube, we are on Rumble. Don't forget, it'd be a good idea to go to Rumble and sign up. It's all three of the words put together, Perilous World Radio. There's a link in our comments over here, but Perilous World Radio. Thank you very much to civil rights attorney Reese Lloyd and Colonel Monaco, Patriot Outreach. You guys are both patriots. Thank you very much for your service to our country and to our country today, because That's you're right. still in this battle. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
hell is just about to break loose in your country. We've lost our moral compass. In the last days, a good book says, perilous times will come, and it's coming here.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
David is back. I am Alan. And this lady sitting next to me is Jan, my wife. Thank you for coming in on Mondays, Jan.
Yep.
David, welcome back.
You.
Oh, so much craziness going on. We started the show with this crazy Debbie Birx, Dr. Birx, who was next to...
Don't go back to her.
Well, it's worthy to talk about. You can't just say it once and then let it go. Dr. Birx, who was standing right next to the President of the United States, Donald Trump. I looked at you and I read some... I don't know what happened there. Anyway, Donald Trump. I told you I'm in a funny mood today. Anyway, and that guy, what's his name? Fauci. And while they were telling us that, you know, we had to take these vaccines, now she says, I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines.
That's it.
So it's worth repeating almost daily for the next month that they lied. She lied.
Yeah, and she let still lying.
The other guy lie, and she let the president let those people lie, this Donald Bush, whoever he is. Anyway, they let these guys, Donald Trump, she is a doctor. She let them lie. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. She knew it. Why then did she not say you
Why
guys?
Why don't we put these people in jail?
Honestly.
Can't we just arrest? Wait a minute. Hold on. I know this is a bad idea, but I'm going to say it anyway. Somebody that understands how the law works, somebody like Reese Lloyd could do this, a citizen's arrest.
I believe that Fabian, for once, is right, that Donald Bush should be arrested.
There you go.
if you all don't know, Alan has a word blender in his brain.
I know.
Yes.
It's true.
Whenever I say anything to him, he goes, did you say this? And he turns it into
a word blender. You know why? Because my brain is spitting out like a machine gun words, things to say. And I have to try and connect my lips to them. Sometimes they go too fast. So that's why my dad always says, you talk too fast. Go ahead.
So with regard to this whole idea that Debbie Birx and Dr. Fauci and the whole, I want to say a coven of witches up there and warlocks that are up there operating right in broad daylight. But here, I've got a clip, clip K, and this is the director of CNN News admitting, and this is super important because they all knew exactly what they were doing. Propaganda. They admit propaganda to remove Trump from the presidency. But let's just apply this to every single issue. And then he goes on to say that climate change is the next thing on their list. Listen to this.
I think that's propaganda.
Look what we did. We got Trump back. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it. That if it wasn't
it's horrible audio.
I don't know that Trump would have got voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear? Climate.
Yeah, fear sells. Fear sells.
No one ever says those things out loud, but it's obvious.
Fear sells. Now, if there's any way you can clean up that audio,
there's no way
my
because
mind.
It was Project Veritas.
It was undercover.
Yeah.
When it's that bad audio, please, no more than like 10 seconds because you have to say, and let me just warn you, the audio is terrible. I get it. All right. Well, look, they know what they're doing, David. They all know what they're doing. They're all Anchorman. Whatever they put on the screen, they read.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they all are reading from the playbook. What was that? The Russian playbook. David, you know what it's called.
The textbook on psychopolitics.
Yeah. There you
That's what it was.
They're just extracting from that, copy and paste. Yep. And like Anchorman, you know, good afternoon, San Diego. And then he says the F word or something because whatever they put up there, right? And he didn't even know he said it. And all of a sudden, he realized it.
Well, Biden does that too, you know.
Yeah, I know. Oh, of course.
He reads whatever they put in front of him.
Yeah, the best one was the other day. He says...
he's reading along, and then he goes, says, repeat next line.
Repeat next line or something. It's like, that is just so funny.
It would be funny if it wasn't real.
But the sad thing is that, You know, I mean, we have a certain amount of, we don't have a script, but we have the clips, you know, you can't remember everything. But the problem is when you are literally, that's all you're doing.
You're a pawn.
You're just, yeah.
You're a puppet.
All you are is a talking head, as they call it. A talking head. And I remember when I heard that, a friend of mine, a dear friend who is now passed on, an old age guy, who was old school. He was an announcer. He was a race announcer. Sunday. You know, one of these kind of people that would, you know, their voice was very familiar. He says to me one day, I never wanted to be a talking head. And I went, a talking head? And I thought to myself, yeah, I don't want to be a talking head. Because if you're just regurgitating the news that is somebody else is writing, then all you are is just reading script. Where is this, like what I see from Tucker? And to a certain extent, Sean Hannity does a great job at it too. But there's so much, when you have a television show, there's so much news and you have such small sound bites that they have to have these things. The difference is, I believe that Tucker goes off script a little bit. I think Sean Hannity goes off script a little bit. And then you have the lunatic side of things, which is what we'll call the lunatic fringe. What's that guy's name? We named him earlier. The one who talks like this. What's his name?
Oh. Alex Jones.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a little bit lunatic, but he's also got a script. You know he does. He's also got, you know, a bullet points. I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead.
Internet and social media has undermined the fake news.
Yeah.
Because before, that was all we had. Now we can all do our own research.
Right.
We figure out the truth. So their days are numbered. I'll tell you that right now. It's, you know, worked for a while, but they're on their way out.
I have a friend who was in the military, and he is now retired, and he was a pretty high-ranking guy. Let me just see if I can find him. He sends me things all the darn time. And the other night, he was sending me copious amounts. And he sends to me, I hope you don't mind that I send you all these things, because I feel that it is one of my ways of getting the truth out there. And so for those who send us lots of information, thank you. We may use it, we may not use it. We may use bits and pieces of it, but it helps us. If you hear something that you believe, send it to us, because it's we can then research it. But don't ever say I'm sorry for sending truth into the world. The world needs more truth. So go ahead, David. What else you got?
Well, I don't know if you guys want to hear something from Ted Cruz. Did you see what I sent you on that?
Ted Cruz.
It's actually beautiful to hear it.
Let's hear it.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah, okay. Let's hear it.
Clip H.
I talked to a student recently at one of our woke college campuses who said she's required in every class to introduce herself and to give her pronouns. Well, I'm Ted Cruz, and my pronoun is kiss my ass.
Wow.
I love that guy. I really do. He's telling like it is. You know what? Why not? Why not just have your own set of words? If somebody wants to play that game, you can play that game too. I mean, right? What is this insanity? They're trying to change the language, and by changing the language, they're going to change our culture. Look what they've already done.
You know, my new pronoun is up your nose with a vaccine hose.
Shove your progress where the sun don't shine is mine.
You know what? It's funny because I wonder if they're going to take us off of ScrewTube anyway. Because all they do is screw with your mind constantly by not letting the truth be out. You can watch somebody get beheaded on YouTube.
Yes.
But you cannot hear people talking about, which, by the way, Deborah Birx said, you can't talk about that or they'll take you down. Even though Deborah Birx stood right next to the President of the United States and Fauci and shook her head, yes, we need to all take the vaccine. And now she says, I knew these vaccines weren't going to protect
she's
against them.
She's still telling you to do it, though.
She's saying they overplayed it. Not that they're no good. She's just saying we overplayed, you know, their efficacy.
But she knew they wouldn't protect people from infection.
The overplaying part of it is still going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because of look what they talked about in the Patriot Outreach segment, how they wouldn't even let them graduate if they didn't. Talk about overplaying. Yeah, you think? Wow.
So what are we watching here? The war between the truth and the lie.
Right. The war between...
I like what you said.
Rumble?
The gray is separating YouTube into black and white. I think that's a brilliant analogy.
Yeah, you're right. That's separating That's right. Yeah. How did you say that again?
The gray is separating into black and white, right. Dividing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well said, my wife. Well said. I'm going to take credit because she's my wife.
All right.
Thank you.
Put it on a t-shirt.
I take credit for that. We'll be right back.
That's what needs to be on the t-shirt. I take credit for that. I'm going to get right. that for him.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
It's your first day at work and you meet a new colleague. You've never met this person before, yet you have a positive sense you can't quite explain. Perhaps you're visiting a place for the first time and there's a magnetic feeling guiding you toward your destination. This is what many describe as intuition, an unexpected sixth sense about a situation or person. Often, intuitions pass unnoticed but play a key role in our everyday lives. The concept of intuition is often wrapped in mystery. Is it an expansion of spirituality? Well, from a scientific perspective, it has to do with your higher self. In fact, intuition is the invisible bridge between our conscious and unconscious minds. It involves information that you're not conscious of, and highly intuitive people gain insight without a known logical or rational process. In Roy Masters' book, Cure Stress at FHU.com, you will learn to remain calm and patient in the face of extreme stress, confusion, and cruelty. Expand your intuition and discover your true identity. Read Roy Masters' book, Cure Stress, at FHU.com.
How would you like to support the work of Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding? Well, the best way to do that is to get a web subscription. A web subscription allows you to log in and get the best that the FHU has to offer online. Exclusive web subscription includes Advice Line radio program archive downloads, over 6 hours of video programs, over 20 popular audio programs valued at $200, New Insights newsletter PDF plus back issues, more than 40 insightful articles, special offers, discounts, and features. A yearly subscription is $120, and it's only $12 a month. Visit the website FHU.com and get your FHU web subscription today. That's FHU.com. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, please support him so that others might discover his message too. The web subscription is one way that you can do that. Again, visit FHU.com and order the FHU web subscription at FHU.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
David Masters is back. It is Monday. My wife, Jan, is here. I'm Alan Masters, and we're talking about what's going on in this crazy world. A couple of comments I want to start with. Mike Jones. Tucker is also writing his own scripts. And that, I absolutely...
So he's not a talking head.
I believe
head.
That.
Yeah, he's
right.
not a talking head.
I believe
head.
That. I ordered Alex Jones on The Great Reset. Okay, I don't know what that means. Ordered. How do you order Alex Jones? But anyway, maybe you can comment on that. Oh, it's Alex Jones' book. Okay, thank you. Well, there you go. See, it was right below. Let's just see. There was a couple things I wanted to... Oh, I know what it was. Fran says this. They're pushing everyone to take monkeypox vaccine. No one has died. It's just a vaccine of homosexual lifestyle.
No, but wait. Two children have it in the United States. Two children.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that enough to make you panic?
You know, again, back to what I was saying about the pills. All the different pills so that you can continue living your sinful, bad lifestyle. And whatever pain you're feeling in the moment, whether it be arthritis or indigestion or whatever, they'll give you a pill so that indigestion goes away. But then later on, oh, well, we've just found out. Do you have, what is it called when you have cancer of the thing that goes down your throat that you swallow? What's that that thing called?
Your larynx?
Gullet? Your gullet?
Your gullet. She's right. When you have gullet cancer from taking the pill, I remember David used to always chew a cud. He was kind of like a goat growing up.
So I was born with acid reflux.
Acid reflux. Thank you.
My mom used to wear my throw up.
Oh, jeez.
He would chew a cud. What are you chewing on there? Anyway, but you could take a pill, but that pill will now kill you because you're going to get gullet cancer, as Jan says.
Mm-hmm. I'll be
dead soon. I take
credit
for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you take all these pills, instead of, David, you eventually decided to eat differently so that the acid reflux would go away. Now, you can have all the spaghetti sauce you want if you want to have nice acid reflux, I'm sure. The point is, or you can take this pill that's going to kill you later on some other way. I would rather look at the guardrails of life, whatever it is, getting too fat, getting acid reflux, whatever it's going to be that is going to be you're bumping into a guardrail.
Listen.
And I want to make the adjustment so I don't have to have that problem.
This problem has been going on, has been set decades ago, okay? First of all, they've taken all the goodness out of food.
Right.
And put junk in the food, peddled the bad food. So we're feeding ourselves bad food, and we don't know why we're getting sick. There's no minerals in our food, just a few.
Esophagus, thank you, Kahuna.
Esophageal.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's so multi-pronged why we're sick, okay?
But what's wrong with gullet cancer? That's what I want.
I'm just saying. Just saying. This is a far-extending problem.
Agreed. Yesterday, Saturday, I was with Nick, or my friend Nick, who was on the show a couple times, David. He came over to the house with a trailer full of stuff we had to take to the dump. And there he was, and he's complaining about that he's had lots of ailments in his life and that he has liver damage because he got E. coli or he got something anyway really bad. He can't take pills, right? He actually said, I can't take pills.
His liver damage.
I can't drink, you know, alcohol or any of that. I can't do any of these things because he's had such a rough life because he spent time in prison. But he drove up and he gets out and he pulls out this gigantic butterhorn that has icing all over it. And he takes a huge bite of this big icing donut butterhorn thing.
He's still on drugs. Man. He's still on drugs.
You were drooling.
I was drooling. I will admit that the Pavlovian conditioning kicked in and I started drooling immediately. But I said, what are you eating? Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, you want some? Yeah. It's delicious. And I said, no. I said, I thought you were trying to heal. Because he says to me, I'm trying to heal my life, right? If you are trying to heal your life, you've got to try and heal physically, spiritually, mentally. It's like all of it. You can't heal one thing and destroy another, or it just doesn't work. So,
but you know, Alan, Jan said something very important. She said this whole thing started a long time ago when they started changing our, you know, the way that food is manufactured and processed, but
grown, everything.
So now we have an entire culture that is dependent upon certain kinds of remedies in the forms of pills and other things, and the average person honestly doesn't know how to go about rearranging their life in such a way that their body starts to naturally heal. And again, a couple of weeks ago, I played audio from this documentary on Amazon Prime called Heal. And it begins in the mind. This is where the process begins. Just like you said, I would rather. Well, that's actually where it all begins. But if you don't have that I would rather, you haven't gotten to the place for the motivation to have that I would rather. See, for me, it took type 2 diabetes. I would rather live than die eating a butterhorn. And because
butterhorns are delicious,
represents a kind of drug. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I first found out that I was type 2 diabetic, when I would walk into the supermarket, I could smell the cookie aisle.
Oh, yeah.
From 40 feet away, I could smell it. Like, it was like,
David, I would float through the air like you see on the cartoons.
Float. Yes, exactly. Like, exactly. It's true.
And I would, see, my nose would eat the cookies.
You guys both have cookie trauma, though. That's, that's true, too.
Well, and what happened to us when we were kids? Our mom had a special cookie stash, and it was the forbidden fruit thing.
That's
because
right.
She said, if your father finds out, we'll both be in trouble. That made I mean, especially forbidden.
Yeah.
Because our dad said, no cookies before dinner. That kind of thing.
And it got to the point of no more junk food. And then, so you had your trauma, I had mine. She says, just eat them before your father gets home because we'll both be in trouble. Yep. So then I thought, oh, what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Won't hurt me either. That's it.
Because I'm not going to get in trouble if I eat them before he finds out.
And by the way, that's the thing that binds you to the failure.
Yes.
It actually, it's the binding agent. You can get away with it as long as you meet these conditions.
Yeah,
and most people, they look at that, the cigarette, the warning for cancer. They look at the aspirin label, or not the aspirin, but the Tylenol. As long as they think that they're within the guidelines, they're going to do it anyway.
David, so many people have talked about this this documentary called Heal. Jan, you and I need to watch it.
Yeah, we should.
So many people.
It is beautiful.
And then Jeff Rindell says, pizza and salad is all I need. We're going to leave it at that, take another break, and be right back. Yes.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back. Listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
So on the Sunday talk yesterday, because today is Monday, the battery ran out, so I don't know how much of the Sunday talk was captured in the microphone. We have a little microphone that we pass around. But I made a point that it stuck in my head, and I want to repeat it just in case I don't think that it's even going to be captured. So I'm going to make this point. The point was about our conscience, and it had to do with, has anybody ever had a job when the person that hired you watches you? They're watching you. So they hire you to do a job, and then they're watching you, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is uncomfortable, right? If you're an expert at what you're doing, and if you're doing your job that you know how to do and you do it well, it's not uncomfortable, is it? But most of the time, for some reason, we do a job and somebody's watching us, you know, the person that's paying us, and it feels uncomfortable and it makes the job kind of harder to do. So back to, if you are a professional and you know what you're doing, then you do it with a different energy. You do it with, let me show you how I'm going to do this. And you can almost smile because you know how to do it. You don't mind that anybody watches. You don't mind if you have a huge audience. But it comes back to our conscience. God is always watching us. And when we think about that, like, oh, God can see my thoughts. God can see my little transgressions, my little sins, the little eating of not one handful of chocolate, but two handfuls or three or two scoops or three or four or a half a gallon of ice cream. Or
God can see it all. What's important is that we see it.
Well, so there you go. But yes, so my point is that if we are living the right life, if we are listening to our conscience and following our conscience, following our intuitive knowing about right and wrong, and not doing things that are, you know, not healthy for us, because to me, the body is the temple. And if I'm poisoning the body, then I'm poisoning the temple. God couldn't possibly like us poisoning the temple that he gave us. So I feel guilty. I feel guilty when I'm eating too much ice cream, and it's like I can feel somebody watching me. That's my conscience. God gives us a conscience to keep us on the straight and narrow. Narrow is the path and few that will find it, right? And so if we follow the path that God gives us using our conscience, like a roadmap, is what somebody just said here, we are living in the light that God shines on the road in front of us, and we're under his protection. When we run away from that and we start doing little naughty things, like my dad says to me, "You're a naughty boy, Alan." I'm like, "Don't say I'm a naughty boy. I'm a grown man. You're a naughty boy." Look, my dad was.
He said that to you?
Oh, he said this to me when I was 20, 21, 22
wow,
years old.
Wow, that just answered a question for me.
Which was?
Sometimes if we would have an argument or something, you'd say, "You think I'm a naughty boy."
That's where it came from.
But I'm like, I'm not saying that.
No, because, anyway. You know, we have so many little trigger words.
Yeah.
And when my dad would say I was a naughty boy, I always felt like, well, I'm just a little boy. He's treating me like a little boy. What he should have done is punch me in the nose and say, "You're being a foolish man." But that's all right. I'm glad I didn't get punched in the nose. The point that I'm making is that if you feel your conscience, because you're being naughty, you feel your conscience making you feel like somebody's watching me, like, you know, I'm doing this job, it's uncomfortable. Don't watch me, right? Like if you put your makeup on, you don't want me to watch you, right?
No, not really.
You don't, right? No, because it's putting makeup on, there's a little bit of unnaturalness to it, but, you know, people are going to do it, right? Some things are private too. I get that. But if I'm sitting there eating a bowl of ice cream and it's got hot fudge on it and you're just watching me, I might say, "Don't watch me." Right? Because you're mimicking my conscience. You're being a physical extension of my conscience because I'm overeating. I'm eating too much. I'm indulging in this thing, which is not a healthy thing. So what I'm saying is that we should learn to listen to our conscience, the God-given green light, yellow light, red light. You don't just drive through a red light, but in our lives we do all the time. Smoke this.
We do.
Take this. Oh, yeah, not we, but
you.
Well, yes, no, people do. What I'm saying, we.
What I meant is the
we,
red lights, but
people.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes, no, people drive through red lights. They drive through caution, yellow light. I do. And the problem is that we do this of what we eat, what we consume as far as news and information, what we believe, things we get afraid of. Like this monkeypox, here's a good example. This monkeypox. Is anybody afraid of monkeypox? David is. He holds his finger up for those on the radio.
I'm afraid of what it will do to our country. I'm not afraid of it for myself.
Right. But, well, that's a different story.
I'm afraid of the manipulation factor because everything is a manipulation.
Yeah. It's very sad.
Yeah.
But I learned something very valuable from getting the CCP COVID virus. I learned something, which was I doubted myself. I wanted to be around for my family. I made all these excuses in my mind. And I used to paint cars, so I better take whatever the doctors, the scientists have to give me to make me better. Now, I have friends that have chosen to take nothing. They got COVID and they chose to take nothing, to tough it out. Now, since all this has happened, it's been a year and a half since I've had it. I recognize that there are things that you can take that are proven to kill, you know, different types of things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and some things like this that we know are proven. 70 years old is
there's
the product.
There's no one answer to this.
There's no one answer.
Sometimes you got to go in.
I get it.
I did. Yeah. But I was only there for a day and a half.
But sometimes
I was
you
in there for
it.
5 days and I sat there and I'm like, what am I doing here? And
you
then I let
know.
Him put some stuff
out.
Into me. But I will deal with it differently next time because God gives us this lifetime to learn all these things. And if we're not learning, we're dying.
Now, here's the thing. That's a very important point for which I want to say, you were talking about changing the way that we relate to food and other things, right? But it's also the way that we think. And this documentary called Heal on Amazon Prime, it actually addresses the thinking process and how that contributes to disease. And the idea is that, Alan and Jan, is that when you hate somebody, you think you're giving them the poison pill, but really it's killing you. And this is the fundamental problem that people are having. They don't understand that the very, I said it begins with this thought, I'd rather live than die. So then that starts you to thinking in a whole nother direction. And when you begin to realize how much anger there is in there and how much judgment and all these other poison pills, you don't realize that all those things are killing you. You think, oh, I got that person that time. No, you didn't. You got yourself.
So I remember when I asked Dad, I said, hey, Dad, they have this, you know, this virus is going around. I know you've heard about it, and it's going around, and they have a vaccine they're wanting older people to take, especially the older people. And he says, well, what, tell me more about it. And so I told him, you know, all, you know, does this, does that, and the other thing. And I told him what I knew at the time. This was 2020. I'm going to say the early part of 2021. And I remember his response clearly. I tried my best. I thought, I'm going to really pour it on and let him make his own choice. They say this, they say that, they say this. This is what the doctors say, standing next to Donald Trump.
And by the way, our family was pretty divided on that.
That's right.
There was some division on it.
Some thought he should. That's right.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know what? He can make his own mind up.
Right.
So, because I was his guardian. Or what was it? Was it called? Was I his guardian? Yeah, I was his guardian. Yeah. So, you know what he said to me? And I know you know this, David, but I'll tell the rest of the world.
Yeah.
He says,
yeah.
I'm not going to take that crap. I'll take my chances with this COVID
virus.
That's
what he said. Exactly. With the same accent, by the way.
Take my chances. And this is the difference between faith and fear.
What do you have faith in? You have faith in God, or do you have faith in the medicine?
That's right.
And I wouldn't have faith in the
people. And those are the yard signs that I spit on every time I walk past them. They have faith in that science.
Yeah. You spit on
I
them,
spit
huh?
on those. Oh, absolutely. I did
David.
One.
David, I hear him out there.
Oh, yeah.
Doing? Hold on. I've got
a loogie for every one of those
You know,
signs.
You're like our dog. That dog can go by 25 mailboxes and pee on everywhere. Where is it? It must carry a little trailer full of pee. I don't know where it gets all the pee.
It's a natural reflex response.
You know, when I had COVID and you and I got it at the same time.
Right.
It hit me pretty hard in a different way. And I mean, I was miserable for 10 days. And at one point, I thought, would I have got the vaccine? I thought, nope. I just thought, you know what, God? If COVID's going to take me, that's your choice.
Yeah.
Because I'm not submitting to this mad science
Can
that
I
they've
say
got
something
going on.
About that, Jan?
Yeah.
Can you imagine a person who's taken that jab and they die from it? Now, what's it going to be like for them when they flip over to the other side? Are they going to find out that they would have been okay? Hey, you know what? You shouldn't have taken that because you would have been fine. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
you know,
so interesting
it's hard
to think.
Say. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you think about it. The little inconsequential things that you think are so, you know, life and death here, maybe they are. Maybe those moments are just life and death moments.
You know what, David? I have friends, and one of these folks on here, Reggie, says, I never got the vaccine. I'm 80 years old and have never had COVID-19.
Wow.
I have friends that are 80 years old. Matter of fact, my friend Jim, who I had lunch with the other day.
Hey, my mother-in-law, 80 years old, got it.
Yeah. Him and his wife both
got it.
The people get it.
She was sick for a week and she was better.
That's it. Yeah. That generation is the toughest generation.
That's the tough generation right there.
We'll take a little break and be right back. Last segment.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to what the other person was saying more. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Discovered it changed my life completely. As you can tell by my voice, Friday, I'm a Black American. He made me more objective, and I was been able to help others by being objective and opening their eyes, lifting the veils. And he took me out of the illusions, what I thought was real that wasn't real, and lifted me out of my culture. How I didn't realize how bogged down in my culture things were. Brought me closer to God, more aware, more alert, and able to help others. And that's the beauty of it. Instead of being dependent, more independent.
Go to www.fhu.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
You know, everybody has had those should I or shouldn't I thoughts. And some of those thoughts are very authentic, and some of them are very inauthentic. And I don't know how you tell the difference sometimes, because it, you know, you have these ideas that pop into your head, and the idea seems like it's the answer. But then you say to yourself, well, where did that answer come from? Where did that thought come from? So I have a couple clips here that we're going to play in this last segment, and like to hear, Alan and Jan, your thoughts on this. This is from K4431. I'm milking this program. It's got so much good stuff in it. It's a continuation of where did those thoughts come from? Go ahead and play clip one.
Barry in line 9 in Tucson, Arizona.
Roy, what you're saying is so profound.
This nation is going to perish.
Thoughts are the most subtle form of materialism in man. And to break that final link between spiritual identity and verbalization is probably the most difficult, because we feel like...
No, I just said it was easy.
No.
See, it's impossible without understanding what I just said.
Yes, and it involves sacrifice, because thoughts are bound up with the ego.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't revolve sacrifice. It involves belief. Do you believe that the thoughts in your head are not your own, but that something thinks through you that's another entity?
Ooh, that's a sticky wicket, that one, isn't it? Because that's that question. Where did that thought come from? Now, I caught a thought one time, and it said to me, Kleenex. But it's weird, because I saw it. Maybe for the first time in my life, I was sitting in a room. I was probably 23, 24 years old, and I saw this thought. I saw it. I heard it. Kleenex. But there was no Kleenex box ever in any place that I looked in that little room, except for there was a tiny slit between boxes, and there it was, and I had a hungry brain, and the brain was trying to fill itself with some kind of word salad.
Mm. Let's play the next one. I want to hear more of this.
Go ahead and play the next one.
You're going to have to believe that, like Paul says, you know, those things I wanted to do, the good things, I can't do them, and the bad things I don't want to do, I do them, therefore I must confess, these are not the exact words, but it's not me that doth these things, but sin that makes a home in me. Christians read that all the time, but miss it.
You know, we don't know the source of our thoughts, number one.
That's
number
right.
Two, they're typically just picked up by our environment, especially people We tend to feel people's emotions. That evokes thoughts in us which are not our own.
What I want from callers like yourself is get me to say a little bit more. How do I get through this?
Yeah, you know what? What happens is when people, and this is a problem because most people are not really, you know, like the National Enquirer, you know, inquiring minds want to know. Most people don't want to know. They just don't.
Well, you know, I feel like we, each one of us, is in a tug of war between heaven and hell. And sometimes we get inspired ideas, and sometimes they come from the other side. And we have to learn to navigate what this is, because I was talking the other day, why when I was 18 years old, I went in my room after coming home from a party and something said, or I had this idea, turn on the radio. I kind of thought it was my own thought, but it really wasn't. It was something telling me, turn on the radio, and that's when I heard your dad. So we get these inclinations to do things. A lot of times we don't know why. Call this person. You know? So it's kind of hard to decipher sometimes where it's coming from. A lot of times you kind of know after the fact, and you learn, you know, which ones to follow.
Yeah, you know, no, it's intuition. It's an intuitive hit, and you either listen to it or you don't. Now you listen to it.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Your life changes. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. Dad said, "It boils down to belief." Okay, we have a lot of people that talk about how, you know, you have to watch the words in your head because there's good words and bad words in both. And Jan, you called it the watcher. That we have to be the watcher, the observer. Right? Mm-hmm. My dad's meditation exercise is the observation meditation exercise. You observe. You even watch the words and thoughts and things in your head. You just sit back. That's the meditation. And watch it like it's a movie screen. And you see all these things, and you have to recognize and believe that that is not you. And that you are a part of something that is much greater, obviously, our creator. But I believe that God will guide me, will show me the way. I do not always believe the words in my head, but sometimes those words, the thoughts, the knowing is converted to words, and I have to learn how to turn around and convey that to somebody. So we can't just sit there quietly always waiting for a roast chicken to fly into our mouth. We have to say, excuse me, could I have roast chicken? So, I mean, there is a dance, a very delicate dance with this brain and this intellect. And that's what the meditation exercise is all about.
I agree. The being still, there's something in just allowing whatever's in you to flow in front of you and not judge it good or bad. Just let it flow out. Emotions will come out. You don't even know. Let them come out. It just, there's something about just letting it flow. And watching it and not judging.
Even, like you said, the emotions. But go ahead, David.
Have you ever said to somebody, wait a minute, give me just one moment? I mean, I say that all the time. And you know why? I'm taking that pause.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have
Power
to take
of
that
the pause.
Pause.
Yeah.
It is. I have to sit there and question something long enough to get a clear understanding. And a lot of times I just say, I don't know.
Can I say really quick, David, you said your brain was hungry and it was looking for a word salad.
Yeah.
Well, I have somebody here who's got a word blender, and he can make you a word smoothie whenever you wish.
You're not going to be
Put
on the show anymore,
in,
are you?
Will, please.
We'll take care of this problem. That's two that are not on the show, Mike Jones and Jan.
Uh-oh.
David, you and me from
I'm
now
next.
On, that's it. And
oh,
Pat
okay,
Kelly.
Okay, good.
All right,
yeah,
we'll see you guys
go.
Tomorrow. David is back. I will not
yes,
be here tomorrow,
sir.
But Pat
yes,
Kelly
sir.
Will. I'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. See you then.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.